But listen, this is going to be a fun quarter hour because we have an old friend of mine, Max Flight, joining us. In fact, as I tell everybody, Max Flight is the geek guy that got me going in podcasting. Gee, how many years ago? I can't even
think. Over 10 years ago.
Yeah, Rob. Oh, gosh. And so I co-hosted the Airplane Geeks podcast for a long time. And again, Max was the guy that got me started. So, Max, it is so fun to welcome you to our show.
It's so great to be here. And I haven't seen you in today.
Yeah.
I think EAA radio and podcasting are kind of like second cousins. You know?
I think so.
A lot of the skills, a lot of the listening habits are similar between the two of them. The difference in podcasting being, of course, that nothing is, well, to generalize here, nothing's ever live, right?
No, in fact, that's something that I remember from early on is that one of the things we would mention to a guest is that, and if you screw up, don't worry, we can just edit it out, just give it a second and then start over again. And the thing I really liked that I found other people really said about the Airplane Geeks was the production values, because I remember listening, I said, it sounds like a radio show. It really does. It was very well organized, and the mics were all, the sound, everything was great. And I realized that he just kind of learned this stuff on his own. He yeah. knew things because he played with things on the computer side to make the sound what it was, and so we all realized that he was an absolute geek.
Okay, yeah. So the title fits, then that's good. Max, how and why did you decide to start an aviation podcast in 2008?
Well, the honest answer is ego. That's why most people start podcasts, I think, if they're completely honest. But what really happened was I got an email one day in 2008 from someone who I didn't know, someone I had never heard of. It was Courtney Miller. And he said, you know, I have this domain name, airplanegeeks.com, and I have an idea for a podcast. I'm looking for a co-host. Do you want to do that? And I thought, yeah. Why not? I said, I don't know anything about podcasting. And he said, you don't need to know. He said, he'll take care of all of the production work. All I needed to do was get a microphone and this free software called Audacity, and we'd get on Skype once a week and have a conversation. And that's literally where it started. But to Rob's point about learning how to do things, Courtney had some life changes, and he was changing jobs. He had a new family. There were many, many good reasons for him to discontinue his adventure in podcasting. And he said, do you want to pick it up and run with it, or we could just cut it here and say it was a fun year? And I said, I'll try to make a go of it. And that's when I talked to Rob Mark, because I knew that I was not going to do a podcast by myself. I am way too boring by myself. I need other people. And, you know, I'm better at asking the questions than answering the questions. So Rob was one of the guys that joined the crew.
Sure. And we had so much fun that first, really, I guess maybe the second year, because we're still learning so many things about podcasting, which I still think podcasting is the future. I mean, I know people are focusing on video and all that sort of thing. But if you look at the explosion of podcasting just in the last 18 months, it shows you a real trend. But of course, there's a difference between a podcast and a quality podcast that people will subscribe to. And that is one of the strengths, I think, of why the Airplane Geeks has, let's see, you're at episode
663.
I mean, and we did that religiously every week. There were a few bumps in the way here and there over the 10 years and 11, 12 years, whatever. But it's a lot of work. And we weren't even doing the production work.
Yeah.
Max was doing all that.
So let's talk about your role. This is a loaded question.
That's okay.
Do you feel enough of an aviation geek to actually run this podcast? Or are there times when you go, I don't know. I mean, you talked about getting Rob in as part of your crew.
Well, I love aviation of all forms, which drives the format of the show and what we try to accomplish.
That was your career, right?
That's right.
When you were working?
I worked for 35 years for Pratt & Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point saying which location because lots of locations over the time. I changed careers many, many times within that company. So I got to see different aspects of it, anything from, you know, manufacturing to HR to finance to sales and marketing to legal even. And I had the opportunity during some portions of that career to visit customers, which sometimes was Boeing, sometimes was Airbus, but really was the airlines. And I was fortunate enough to have many, many business trips to Asia, to Europe, the Middle East even, and view and work with other people who are also passionate about aviation. And that's, you know, the aviation industry, even though it seems huge when you look out over the Air Venture campus here, the event here, it's really a small industry. You run across the same people over and over again. People change careers, people change companies, people change positions, and someone you meet, you know, this year, 3 years from now, they may be working in another company doing something completely different.
What do you think, looking back, I know 600 episodes is a long way to go, but do you remember a few that jump out at you? What kind of guests pop into your mind?
Several. Alfred Kahn.
Oh, God, yes.
Right? The
Mr. Deregulation.
The father of airline deregulation. He was a guest on the show when he was, because he's passed now, but when he was 90 years old and remains the oldest guest we've ever had. Since I'm talking about age, the youngest guest was, I think, 12. And we've found youngsters. We like to promote aviation,
sure,
you know, amongst younger folks. And we found some really interesting, quite young people that listen to the podcast and are almost certainly going to have a fantastic career in aviation. And we've had them on the guest or had them on the show.
You know, I think I'm close on this statistic, but most podcasts don't even last 15 episodes. What do you think is the key to your longevity?
I think two things. Production values. In the beginning of podcasting, people would say in the podcasting community, content is king. Don't worry about anything else. Just make sure the content. Yeah, that's good. But if it doesn't sound good, people are not going to continue to listen. So production values is one thing. But we try to make it interesting to people. Aviation is a very broad topic. All you've got to do is look around outside here and you see a large number of different specialties. People have special interests. And we try to explore those special interests and make them interesting to the broader audience. And having really quality guests, you know, high-level executives, typically others who are, you know, influencers in the industry.
Well, and I think that's a very important point, that, you know, finding guests is not easy. We often had to make phone calls and emails and chase people and say, remember, it's tonight, not last night, or, you know, whatever, and then try to generate a few questions like we do here sometimes, just to get the conversation started. And some people are a little tight, you know, they're not too sure what this all is. They're talking to their telephone maybe in the early days, but then once they realize that we were trying to have some fun and educate people, they went, oh yeah, this is kind of cool, and we always have a few laughs along the way, and ask some very insightful questions though, because the mail that we would get or the emails kind of showed that, and I think that's an important thing, is you can have a good quality production podcast, but you've got to figure out a way to keep it going, don't you?
Yes, tell the story.
So there's a lot of technical intensity around UAS and drones. Are you going that direction? Do you think you're going to go more in that direction, less
yes.
in that direction?
We have gone in that direction. In 2013, was it? We started we found ourselves talking more and more about unmanned aviation on the show.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do was spin off another podcast. It's called the UAV Digest. And that's something that I do with David Vanderhoof, who's another co-host on Airplane Geeks. And that's also a weekly show. It's much shorter. It's a 30-minute show. And we focus on unmanned aviation. It's such a big part. And we try to relate it back to manned aviation and things that pilots would be interested in.
So people who are annoyed by drones don't have to listen to them necessarily on your primary podcast.
We try to keep it that way. We try to make that separation. Yes.
Yeah. It's been a really fun ride on your podcast. And again, I can't imagine how many podcasts the Airplane Geeks has spawned that you may not even know about.
Well, you talk about this in the past tense. I do have one final question.
Okay.
Is it true that Rob left your panel by popular request, or did he just walk out on you?
he abandoned us. No, he had another project, I think, at the time that he had to devote to.
Yeah.
And so, but we still have Rob come on from time to time, as often as we can. We always enjoy having him. He brings a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and that's what I try to do with the different co-hosts, is have them kind of, you know, be specialists in certain areas of aviation, so collectively we know a lot more than we do individually.
Max Flight, one of the founders of the Airplane Geeks podcast. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure.
You're listening to EAA Radio.